Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Neebs Gaming Podcast.
Commenting on comments.
You've got my attention.
Yes. And that's...
I am fully erect.
Yeah, that's right. And we're sponsored today by Bluehost.
It's a great segue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Speaking intro of being
already
fully
new,
erect.
Yes.
Say again, Neebs.
The intro is already new. I like that very comforting talk.
Yeah.
I know. I like it too.
Pleasing on the old ear, you know what I mean?
I'll bet we could work at NPR.
Probably.
Yeah.
Be boring as shit.
Oh, it's so comforting. And
I like NPR.
I do too.
I like it
what
a lot.
Do you mean?
Sometimes they put shit on there. I'm like, oh, God, so it's so boring.
And I think it's not boring.
Yeah.
I think it's informative.
No, there is boring
no, no,
stuff.
Yeah, no, no.
It's sometimes like, not one thing have they ever put on
like,
that was
okay.
boring.
Yeah.
It's not.
I don't want to hear about dog shampoo.
Sometimes they absolutely have boring topics. It's like, I play violin. Let me tell you about my violin playing. Like, who gives a fuck? Who gives a fuck? Like, you play violin, that's cool.
Yeah. Well, like, some people do.
No, some people do. They can go to
point.
They can go to like
the point
they
is
can
some
Google
people
violin
care.
Right.
Love. But I don't know.
I think what his point is very few of the who's right. out there
I
give
mean,
a fuck.
You might be right, but let's not forget Science Friday.
I like the science stuff. I'm all about that.
The science of a violin.
Some stuff when they're like talking to jazz musicians, I'm just like, I could give a shit.
I guess I'll switch back to my top 40.
You do listen to Top 40.
I know. I don't listen to a lot of radio in general.
Yep. You want to dance with somebody.
Hey,
you want to feel the heat with somebody.
Hey, I like that song. Hey.
Fact.
With
somebody who loves me. Somebody. Simon.
Yo.
Guess how many comments I brought?
How many?
None.
None.
None comments for you?
None.
Yep. I've been so invested. I went straight from a GTA cinematic into an arc, and I've been like... I want this arc to be the best thing ever made.
Ugh, right?
Yeah.
Well, good for you. And Thick's not here.
No, yeah. Thick is sick.
Thick
Finally.
Is sick.
According to Thick.
He needs to send us a sick pic so we can prove it.
A thick, sick pic?
Oh, my
Holy
goodness.
Shit.
It goes on and on.
I wish there was another.
I can't think of one more thing.
One more.
It's too obvious.
Yeah, so it's new.
Just
thinking of a word.
I've been working on videos. I've been playing Shadow of War. I'm going to do a video on that.
Yep.
Shadow of Wardor.
Is it good?
And I've enjoyed it, yes.
And you're doing a review?
Yeah. I don't know. It should be... When does this come out? It'll be out, I think, by the time this video comes out.
I get the feeling that you're over it already?
No, I want to play more.
Okay.
Like, but like
it's good
casually.
Good read, Dralis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
Did you not
you should work
feel
for
that?
The CIA or something.
Like, yeah, so you're playing the...
Yeah. No, it's just like the first one. The combat system in those games are so satisfying.
Oh, you really misled me on that. I really
no,
read
yeah,
that
I'm sorry.
Yep.
I will gladly hop back in and play that game more just to slice orcs' heads off. It
right.
feels great.
I haven't seen this new one, but the first one, Shadow of Start.
Yeah, Shadow of Start.
Wardor.
The combat was awesome.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah, it's the same in this one, plus more. You can ride a dragon in this one, too.
Get out.
Really fun.
Yeah, so it's not really that impressive because we ride dragons in Ark.
This one feels really good. Like the way you can swoop in, you can pick guys up, you can like eat them, you can blow fire as you're doing it.
Okay,
it feels good.
So much
it feels
better.
Really good.
Much better than the Ark dragon.
It controls a little. Well, yeah, the Ark Dragon just sort of just flies from point A to point B.
Yeah.
You know that there's certain people that just heard you say, that could just hear you say the flying the dragon thing, and they're like, oh, God, and then they'll just switch up. Like the violin thing.
Right, yeah.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
I'm sick of
flying
go.
Dragons
oh,
is
well, video games in general.
To,
I can see, you know, you can see a lot of people out there hear video games like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah, listen, they're not here.
Yeah,
let's just spice it up then. I don't care, because I'm going to start. I got Thick's comments.
Oh, awesome.
And I also have my comments, but I'm starting off with mine. Because I'm an attention whore. This is these are all from the commenting on comments from last week or 2 weeks ago. And this is from Gaming Spectrum. I think Gaming Spectrum might have commented once before. It says, R.I.K. Ketchup Guy, you are an inspiration to us all.
What video is it from?
I just said commenting on comments.
What does R.I.K. mean?
Oh, I thought we were
rest
in commenting
ketchup.
Comments.
That's... It says, means rest and ketchup.
Tosh
okay.
says
that. My buddy Tosh,
oh,
me and
Tosh
him, we go way
that?
Back.
That was a weak joke.
Well, you got to give everybody the backstory.
I am. Apparently, I made ketchup videos 5 years ago.
That's like your equivalent of being a stripper going through school.
Right. So I'm bored because I'm working with you some days and I come home and I'm all pissed off and I'm like, what am I going to do to relax? And I'm like, I'm going to make a how to read a book with ketchup.
Kind of a no-brainer, isn't it?
Yep.
It's what any normal person would do.
Right. Yeah. So I have an idea, shoot it, done, upload it on my phone. Like, just had a funny idea for a few weeks, made like 6 or 7 episodes and I uploaded them to Tosh.
You so sent them to Tosh. Yeah. You uploaded them to YouTube.
Yes. And
you
then
shared them with Tosh.
Yes, because I actually have a comment here, and this is funny. I'll show this. It's the oldest comment, and it's from Best06, and it was on my How to Shuffle Cards with Ketchup.
Worst one of the bunch.
Right. And it says, this is going to be on Tosh.0 What the F Fridays. I am 99% meh positive it will. So I looked at that. I remember seeing this comment 5 years ago, and I said, oh, Tosh.
Wow.
Maybe I'll submit this. And I found this today. This is a five-year-old comment.
Man.
So the whole first quarter of this show is about your ketchup videos.
Yes, and the fact that I have a channel that makes ketchup videos. I'm pushing the channel.
Here we go.
It was pretty fucking funny.
Yeah. I love it. I really enjoyed
And really, I'm going to have a link to this segment. They called me Ketchup Guy, and I got a huge kick out of it. Neeb sent me an email. It says some guy, he forwarded me, some guy said, my ketchup videos were on Tosh. I'm like, that can't be. They don't have my permission. And then I remembered, wait a second. I think I gave him permission.
Shit.
He owns our channel.
Yeah. So, but he did a whole set. He showed three little clips.
It was
of
amazing.
Three different things. Wonderful. And then he did a ketchup video himself.
Yeah. I thought it was a joke until he pulled out the pool table with ketchup.
Yeah. And he did that shit wrong. Yeah.
Here we go.
Listen,
I'm serious. Ketchup elitist.
Well, guess
what? Come on.
He did a great job. We're going
to
have a few links in here because I'm actually making a How to Show Tosh I'm Alive with Ketchup because he said I was dead.
What?
I'm making a video. There'll be a link in the description as well for that.
God, he is not going to care one bit.
I don't give a
shit. He doesn't give a shit.
I don't care if he doesn't see it.
He didn't want to do that video. You can tell. It's like Abstro in that Mordor Beginnings.
How about How to Harass Tosh with Ketchup?
We'll have to see. I'm recording that.
How to Get
week.
A Restraining Order with Ketchup.
Big Father ENT says, don't you dare change the intro. A lot of people were, we had like 4,000 comments
seemed
on that video.
Seemed pretty clear we were joking.
He says, that's a staple to call my fam to the living room plus my kids, 2 and 4, dance around like little retards before jumping on the couch. Love you guys. So thank you for that. We couldn't stop that. Yeah. But I was not kidding. And Thick was not kidding. I think that it needs to be shorter, and because of all the comments, I go, okay, people obviously like it more, but I think it'd be great if it was like a really quick wha-bam.
It's a little warm, fuzzy piece of home for them, I guess.
No, it's familiarity.
We still just use it selectively.
Huh?
Yeah.
We don't use it on certain cinematic videos anyway.
That's true.
But it is kind of long. But I do like it now, and it was nice to hear from
the
community.
How long is it?
I mean, it seems long. I guess it's 8 seconds, 9 seconds.
Remember when the Escapist changed their branding to that?
Ha!
When we used to work for them.
Uh-huh. Yeah, baby.
I remember that, yeah.
I hated that.
You didn't like that?
No.
Ha!
Ha! What are they doing?
I should remember that. Slam!
Are they around anymore?
The Escapist? Yeah. Well, they still got old Yahtzee.
Really?
Still making reviews over there, yeah.
Yeah, we've totally gone past him.
Yeah.
And he ignored our love.
Okay.
No, I mean, it's okay. He had the right to.
Oh, whenever we put him in the Drowley
episode. Yeah, we made an episode about him.
Who shoots a boulder at another army without first setting it on fire. That's like sending a giant cake to a bachelor party and forgetting to put the stripper inside. Then your friends just sit around waiting and waiting and getting more and more pissed off until eventually they go home and beat their wives, just like I'm tempted to go over and beat down some of the men that pebble could have killed.
But that boulder just took out like 40 of your men!
Seen smaller boulders take out more men. What say you, people of meh?
Meh.
Yeah, you'd hope some kind of like
just anything
on Twitter or something, huh?
So, you know, now we're bigger than him, whatever.
That sounds snooty.
It really does sound really cocky. I admit that was like a full-on snoot.
He's gonna pass us.
Nah, I take that back.
Nah, he's still doing reviews. I watch his reviews. I like him.
I think he's got a good thing.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. I have long comments today, so I'm sorry.
That's no worries.
It's usually Thick's gimmick.
Yeah. Well, it was last week. Bobby Plude says, I was introduced to your ARC videos a few weeks ago. I've since watched all of them. My friends and I have been playing on Ragnarok, and it's great seeing you guys visit all the same places and deal with all the same bullshit. Two of us have been building a factory at 6515, and it's turning out to be a great location. The Western Coast has everything we need, and we built a motorboat for shipping metal to the other group's base. The motorboat is amazing. I highly recommend it. Gets us from the opposite end of the map faster than any flying map.
I've been hearing about that motorboat.
So that's what I'm. That was all for the motorboat. So it's apparently really good. Yeah, it's supposed to be amazing.
How do you make a motorboat, Narc?
Well, that's what we need to find out.
You just put your face in there and go.
Is that something that's because I've been?
I didn't even know that was a thing.
And by the way, I said not all my comments from commenting on comments. Some of them are from arc as well. Dane Visser says, I think because Cooter has become a member of the group, you need to breed him, so even when you lose the bird, you'd keep some connection to him around.
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, I mean, it's perfect.
Great idea.
Why haven't you done that?
Well, we're going to.
Who, me?
Just why haven't even thought about that? With all that Cooter love.
Because like
I could give a fuck
things.
About Cooter, personally.
Yeah.
I'm happy that Cooter's around to protect me, but I've got no bond.
No tie.
Yeah. You know what I mean? For obvious reasons.
Yeah, so when do you
think, haven't you made it Ella?
I will.
Okay.
With Cooter.
Well, we will. Yep.
But
that'd be awesome. If you could crossbreed an arc.
Dude, that would be
make
great.
A flying cat.
Holy shit.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
I like that.
Come on, arc.
You just
do
get
it.
Creative
well,
with
they
it.
Kinda, well, they obviously did do something with that. What's that? Oh, I have one of the comments about this. Let me see if it's the next one.
We were okay, go ahead.
That'd
go ahead
be
with a
awesome,
comment.
Though.
Oh, the Griffins, yeah. Because Dilly
Griffins
S.
Griffins are pretty much that.
Dilly S. says, are they both Dilly and Dillis?
But there should be things you can only get if you crossbreed.
Right. There's a creepiness and an awesomeness
well, it's
all
a
in
fucking
one.
Fucking game. You gotta I be
know.
Able to do that.
I'm
you know?
With you.
We Dragon Jerboa.
So, yeah, exactly.
So Dilia says, you guys need griffins. They're a highlight creature on this map, and they're amazing. One of the fastest, strongest flyers, next to the wyverns, of course. You can find some around the canyon area and near the middle of the map, and that's pretty much it, and gave a whole bunch of coordinates here.
Oh,
but,
we know.
And we're going to get one eventually, but God knows how long it's going to be, right?
We got to buckle down and build a really good base.
Yeah, we do.
We got kind of a makeshift base right now.
We got a couple of makeshift bases.
We need a good, strong one. We need like a fortress.
Yeah.
Like a castle?
Maybe.
Something.
No.
Something
I don't
like
live
nice
in that
and
castle,
central.
But...
like in the center of the map.
The center of the map's weird right now because that map's half
complete. You don't even know what the center is.
It's like lowercase r shaped.
I just don't want to be in an area where things can just come out of the blue and surprise. I mean, that can happen anywhere. It's arc. Yeah.
But if we get a wall set up with turrets, we're good.
Yeah. Hey, well, on the topic of Cooter, one of my comments here is from It's Me Romano says, we need Cooter merch.
Cooter merch.
Yes.
And I thought about that. Like, how awesome would a little plushie of Cooter be?
Again, I could give a shit.
I know, you don't give a shit.
Right.
Like, with me and violins, but I think that'd be nice.
Yeah, but it'll take you some time. I think if after playing for a few
like
months,
I said,
you'll
I'm
develop
appreciative
something.
Of the presence of Cooter.
But in
right.
a few
I
months, you might develop some sort of rapport.
I guess we'll see what happens.
That's,
maybe
what, that's what it does feel like playing these games. Like, if an animal stays around long enough,
of
it's
course.
Like, okay, it's a member of the family now.
Yeah.
And then when it dies, it's tragic.
Yeah. It could be resentment that you feel.
Yeah, we like Cooter more than you.
No, I know.
Yeah,
I'm well aware out there.
Jimmy Bob said he was playing some Rainbow Six Siege, and this kid in my squad was watching YouTube. I was trying to figure out what he was watching, and after a few minutes, he heard Apsro swear at Neebs. I asked the kid what he was watching, and he said he was watching a bunch of idiots play Ark, and I started laughing. Keep up the nice and juicy content, lads.
Nice.
That's always fun when that stuff happens.
Yeah. Like, oh, he watches the thing I watch.
Lady Irish had a funny story where she'd been playing with a friend of hers for years. And then he said, I was watching this video on YouTube, an Ark video, and they had an animal named Lady Irish as well.
Right.
And she's like, yeah, that was named after me.
That's crazy.
But they didn't know they both watched our stuff.
How's that
happen? Moment.
Like, internet. She dropped the ball. I'm calling her out
now. Oh, she should have been recruiting people before.
Exactly.
Have you seen Neve's gaming?
Especially someone you play with regularly.
Pretty weak lady.
Sam Disnoyer says, hey guys, love the videos. I'm a corporal in the Marines, and I call my junior Marines after y'all.
That's what I got out as.
There you go. My new
a
guy.
Junior Marine?
Yeah. Yeah.
What'd you go in as?
Same thing.
Same thing.
I was in for 3 days.
All right. So my new guy who is always lost in the sauce, I call him Simon. My guy who is getting out of the Marines in 6 months, I call him Thick because he takes off and I don't know where he goes. And my best friend has a very loud pitched scream and I call him Neebs. I'm hoping to find Apsar and Duralius in a different company. LOL.
I love there's this corporal out there just naming his underlings after us.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's like that's amazing.
That's remember that turtle that got named after
Yeah,
it was on a local news channel.
That was like, it was a local. Was it in even this state?
No, I don't know.
I think it was like Western North Carolina. Maybe.
Somewhere like the Midwest, wasn't it?
I don't know.
What are you talking about?
There was a guy that had some kind of zoo or farm or something.
Yeah.
And he had these giant turtles. and it was on the local news wherever that area was, and he named one Dralis and one Neebs.
Huh?
Nice.
It was really...
came up when the reporter asked, like, oh, do they have names? It's like, oh, yeah, that's Dralis and that's Neebs. It's like, no mention of what that's from. Right, what it is, right. It's like, yeah, someone sent it to us. It's like, it's amazing.
Oh, okay.
Those are, it is amazing.
Those are creative names.
I need to see that again or drink too much.
What was that thing that someone showed me recently? Was it Twitter? It was like a news picture, and someone was holding up a sign in the back.
What did it say? Because it said something about a hot dog being a sandwich.
Yeah. What did it say?
Hot dogs are sandwiches.
Someone like too? Like somebody.
So who was the person? It was like so and so thinks hot dogs are sandwiches.
Right. Yeah. Like it was an insult. You know.
I don't remember who the person was. I just saw that.
Find it. I'll put it in.
Was it was it a photoshopped image or was it real?
Well, we don't know.
It could have been, but it looked like who? I mean,
anyway, it looked legit.
For those, I don't know if we've talked about it on the channel or just
we should.
God, or just on Twitch.
We're gonna get into this.
But Simon and I are always arguing: is a hot dog and a hamburger?
I like to be part of that
sandwich
argument as well. Because you're wrong. No. Yeah.
Well, the thing is, I have a valid point that I feel like you ignore, and my point is when you've got like, let's just say, if you've got a sausage and pepper hero. Right, I would call that a sandwich, and you can have a hot and that's
even though
a roll,
it's a hero.
It's a hero. It's two pieces of bread that aren't separate. They're connected. When you get a hero, it's connected bread, just like a bun.
And
on
heroes
a hot dog.
Are sandwiches.
And
like
a hero is a sandwich. So
a
I said,
submarine
so I said,
sandwich.
This is just like on PBR when they start talking about violins.
When you make the meat into a cylinder, it's not a sandwich anymore.
Let me finish. What I would say is it is a form
based on
of a sandwich. Who's a form?
If you want to say there's a sandwich family, that's fine.
Yeah, sandwich family.
Yeah, it's part of the sandwich family.
That's ridiculous. If you say, let's go out for sandwiches, you take me to a hot dog place, I'm calling you out on it.
I know that, but you realize that I've been saying, and I said, do you realize?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we realize.
Let's
been saying
we
it's
do
in the,
realize.
The sandwich family the whole time, and finally you acknowledging
if
it.
If you throw family on it, but who wants to do that? You want to go out for the sandwich family?
I do. Let's talk about fucking
products?
Sharks and lightning.
You know what?
While
I was about
it.
To bring up a shark story.
Jesus Christ.
You hear about that guy?
Forget it. No, wait. What guy?
Here by the, like, there was this guy, I think it was off the coast of Australia or something, but it was a heavy tiger shark area, and he was diving, and I don't remember why he got left by his boat. They couldn't find him, but he, like, swam, I don't know, 2.5 miles back or something.
Did he have flippers?
And he did.
Well, that'll help.
Right, but he made it back in record time because a tiger shark was following him most of the way.
Ooh, yeah, I'd have been kicking a little hard, too.
Yeah, but it didn't didn't attack
that's
him.
That's so scary.
Oh, could you imagine?
Yeah, that's...
Could you imagine if lightning was...
He'd have been fine. He wouldn't even hurry.
Yeah, it's like there's a storm cloud. You're like, yeah, whatever. You don't hear those stories. I'm starting to lean a little bit towards your
sharks.
Are you?
Shark I'm more afraid thing. Of sharks than lightning any day.
Because his crazy, you should give people backstory on this.
Alternate
God damn
reality.
It, we can't do this.
Yeah, we can't.
Hot dog's not a sandwich. Sharks are more dangerous than lightning. Move on.
This is an Ada Hop comment.
Okay.
He'll send comments every once in a while, and I wanted to read this one because it's
sometimes
about me.
Sometimes at 4 a.m.
Yeah, you and the Matt Houtsukai says, Simon, this is on a 7 Days to Die. I don't know which one, but it's the one where Simon was right when he told you guys to start a fire and cook the meat. What happens later in the episode? Abstro lights a fire and you all clap around like cavemen. Then minutes later, hey guys, I cooked some meat. More caveman claps, but you guys gave Simon shit. And then he talks about other stuff that I
what
can
episode
read,
was that for? I don't remember.
I basically said...
It's probably episode 2. There's only 3 out. It's not like there's
3.
It was 3. Episode 3.
3? Okay.
It's almost like Simon has a guardian angel in 7 days in some ways, from what I've noticed so far.
Should we talk about what happened?
That'll be
revealed.
But
that was only one episode, I thought.
Yeah, but I think...
Was it one? I thought it was more.
It's been a couple cases of you seeming like, I don't know, luckier than the rest. Well, I stay back and
there's definitely one. Do we talk about that?
I think so. Just to be honest with the audience.
Of course.
Well, it's not like I'm lying to them. Yeah. I'm not spoiling things.
No, but we're talking about... There was, I thought, only one episode where apparently I was on God mode.
We fixed that.
We fixed it.
That's
it's
why
fixed.
He didn't die.
But it was one episode.
Yeah.
There's a hotkey.
I thought. Ada Hop, was it one?
It was episode 3, but it was also episode 4. Some weird stuff happened, but you got it covered and you fixed it. So that was good.
Fuck. Okay.
I heard I didn't know that was like the whole time, and that's...
No, it wasn't the whole time.
No.
Apparently, so, the way we had it set up, there's a hotkey, and it's like Q or E.
And of course,
Q. Q. All of a sudden, Simon's in God mode, doesn't even know it.
It's the same key that makes you jump out of a car
in
GTA.
He's bleeding out. He's infected. He's drowning.
No clue.
He's starving.
I'm like, I'm fine. I'm even calling it out one of the, you know, whatever episode three. I'm like, it's weird. I'm good. You guys are all cold. I'm not cold. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
But listen, we fixed that.
Oh, it's fixed. We're done.
I figured out how to change the server. So that's never going to happen again.
Yeah.
So you're fucked.
Yeah, you're on your own now.
Can I say something real fast?
I don't mind.
What's up?
If the cadence of the episode felt weird at all, it's because I had to
around. Okay, leave.
No. I want this. If we can put this video in there, it'd be great. Of Simon Peter panning straight towards the spectator camera, just flying around during a fight, and then falling into the ground, and just running around like halfway inside the ground. It was amazing. I had to cut it out though.
All right, so I guess I'll be showing that while he's saying this.
Yeah. Oh, God, people
don't
need to see it.
Don't expect Simon to do very well from here out. So I thought you had to have creative mode on for us to be able to get cinematic camera.
Yeah,
you
already...
That's why that was like that, but now that's turned off because you don't need that for that.
Yeah, we explained that last
time. Going back to what he was saying about the meat...
Repeat story, right?
Yeah. The meat?
Yes.
Yeah, at the time, I didn't realize you could cook charred meat.
I know.
I thought you had to have a grill.
So you were wrong.
Yes. No. And the fact of the matter is,
but Simon
when
didn't
you
know,
did it, you know what your answer
Simon
was?
Simon didn't know you could do that. He's just thinking, in real life, you just put meat on fire.
I was thinking in games.
But you have to think
in games,
and then
you know your answer was? Your answer was so like, you haven't learned nothing in this game, have you? That was your response. that was your smart ass, not like you can't do it. You don't know what you're talking about there, Simon.
Who grills meat?
Who grills meat, you nut? And then
but you weren't thinking like a game. You weren't thinking like... You have to think in reality and then think like in a game.
I was thinking in a game. You know
you
why?
You weren't thinking in a game.
What are you talking about? We cooked
we spent
fucking
a whole,
food.
We spent a whole episode trying to find a pot so we can make water.
You think...
You got to think ridiculous in a game.
Do you think I'm thinking about real life and fire? And
no,
you don't think
that's
I'm referencing...
That's why I said that.
You don't
You're
think
thinking
I'm
real life.
No, I'm not, asswipe. I'm referencing Ark, which we put meat in the fire.
In this case, you were absolutely right.
Thank you. It's just like Ark, and you're saying that I think about this because of real
games.
Life.
That's why it
I
took us so long to get water.
Dipshit. Stuck Norris says, tame a Fioma and force feed it Stimberries, all poops you will ever need.
Read a bunch of those.
What are those? Yeah.
That's going to happen. It's
right.
Like a pig looking thing or a boar.
Yeah, it looks like a boar.
So force feed it, and we're going to get a bunch of shit because I'm sick of picking
making
up shit.
Fertilizer.
Just poops. And poops and poops.
Just a poop factory.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember Vorganizer HD from last commenting on comments?
I will if you tell me to.
Wow. Was not expecting you to read my comment. She said yes. Come down to say
the proposal.
I owe you all a drink. Yes.
Ooh. They're getting married.
Congratulations.
So, now I remember.
So I hope we're the ones that did that and they didn't, you know, he didn't propose like the week before. And,
yeah.
Right.
You know.
If PewDiePie would have done it, she'd have said no.
Mm-hmm.
PewDiePoopums.
And my last comment. Walmart Shoes, great name, by the way. Walmart Shoes.
I bought Walmart Shoes.
Oh, that's the name of the commenter? Yes. Walmart Shoes.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Have you ever, like, I don't know how they are now, but how I remember Walmart Shoes back when I've possibly purchased Walmart Shoes.
Mm-hmm.
They're extra heavy compared to their counterparts.
Nope.
Not the case?
Not the ones I bought.
Gotcha.
You have to weigh them before you buy them.
Sorry?
Hold them in your hand and kind of give a little shake.
Oh, I know, but they just seemed heavier, like it's a heavier rubber or whatever is involved.
This is NPR shit right here.
Yeah.
So Walmart Shoe says, rock golems do spawn in Ragnarok.
So this is good stuff? Because NPR is good.
Yeah.
The violin thing.
Rock
this is like
golems
Friday,
do spawn in Ragnarok. They are at the bottom left of the map in the Scorched Earth Island. And since then, I've done research...
That's
and
true.
I want to make it my thing because they are. You can see rock columns. They're in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you said that there weren't, and that's fine. You just did a quick search and you said that they weren't. I don't think
could have been an old
post.
It was
a thick fact, you know.
I know how to tame them. I still watched a great video on how to tame it easily.
Yeah.
I know
easily.
I know the materials that you use. I'm talking
like
8,000.
You and me.
I need at least 8,000 metal.
All right, just you.
Oh God.
This should be your project.
I know. Yep. I want it to be. It's actually turned into a thing. I'm going to give up on it probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because that's a lot of fucking metal. Like, how do I get all that metal? Like, you know that
up in that hill we have
Probably best metal. To tame one of the dinosaurs at Harvest Metal.
Yeah, the one that looks like it's got all pointies and it's got that tail with the little like points at the end of it.
Why the fuck would it Harvest Metal?
It just, you whack it and you can
it's
get...
It's game thinking. You have to do game thinking. Yeah,
okay. But you can get like... Fair enough. I watched the guy do it and he had this one and he got almost 1,000 metal in one swipe, but then the damn thing couldn't move and he brought it up to a mountain with a Quetzal. I'm like, how are we going to do this or how am I going to do it? That's a lot of metal.
Find a way. How'd you get on Tosh.0? Yeah.
Got to tame a Quetzal, and then we need to tame a metal gathering dinosaur. Put them to work.
It sounds super easy, like you
said. We're not doing a Quetzal.
I'd like to do a Quetzal. Well, we tried.
You guys could never do a Quetzal.
I know, exactly. We tried one time, but we went into it unprepared haphazardly. Yeah, I would like to go out with that mission. We're getting a Quetzal.
If we're going to get a Quetzal, we need the, what was Wingy Dang Dang?
Oh, I forgot what that was.
The three-seater bird?
Yeah.
Get that. And then you got Tranks on the front and back.
Yeah.
Episode title?
For what now?
Quetzal Quest.
To knock out a Quetzal. Is that a reference? What is that?
Nothing.
Quetzal There's Quest? Just Quetzal.
Just a, you know,
Quetzal Quest.
Future. Yeah. Q sound.
Or we could do, are we finished? Are we, boss fight? We could call it that.
What's he talking about?
He's talking about saving a Quetzal.
He's in his own world right now.
Talking about art titles.
He doesn't want to let us in on it.
And then I was making fun of the other.
He thought Quetzal Quest was nice. Good alliteration there.
So not right. Boss fight?
So no, not boss fight.
Should we put a link to Dralis' comments in here as well?
Yeah.
So they can listen to his conversation?
Yeah.
It's happening simultaneously.
Right. Oh, God, that'd be frustrating to listen to. That'd be hard.
All right. Well, like I said, I'm done, so...
I'll go.
Good run.
Hey.
Good run, Simon.
Thank you. Yes, how to with ketchup. Link in the description.
Oh, man.
Man, I don't know how Nom Nom Cat's not been on there yet.
Is that Nummy?
Oh, is everybody pushing their own private videos today?
I'll put that in the description as well.
Hey,
I'm just questions for my eBay account.
Listen, it's a crime prostitute Mickey isn't on Comedy Central.
Oh, well, there's Mr. Ebenezer. Pissing on a child.
Pissing, I say pissing on little kids for fun. What in the hell are you thinking, boy?
Oh, you see, well, that's actually me right there. I'm the one getting beat on.
There's going to be some copyright situation.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, there's probably that.
It's a gray area there.
There'll be a link for that video in the description as well.
Yay!
This is from the Zombie Dog 7 Days.
Oh, yeah.
So this is from MP... I did a lot of the top comments. I was lazy. It was a little like Neebs didn't bring any. I brought some, but they were up toward the top. So
I'll look one up on my phone right now.
This one says yes, which is a big long yes. They brought back Simon ratings. If some people didn't know,
in episode 2 and 3, they came back right.
Simon ratings
7 days.
And where they are is the last half a second.
Yeah,
at the end of the freaking music.
That's why I'm bringing it up.
Yeah,
because it's an easy thing to miss.
So easy
if you didn't know.
You've gotten some good ratings too, and then kind of lower on one. But hey, then again, you had that glitch going.
I know.
On. You probably got a better score than you deserved. On that
I did.
One episode.
I'm sure I did.
Next comment from Low Res Gamer. I just liked how this was worded, and I got a chuckle. I know I got a chuckle. But when I read it now, it's not going to do it justice my initial reaction. But I love how they took the trees, pants, and night vision goggles. Agents Pine and Maple now cannot complete their mission. Right? Like, it was funny.
I saw another comment about those
nights. This is my time.
Sorry. Okay.
It is, and you're doing a really good job.
No, I'm not. Well, well, go ahead,
I had to say. Yeah. I saw a comment on that video saying that we spawned those night vision goggles.
Mm-mm.
They were there. They were in a tree stump.
And still have not seen them.
Yeah, we are not going to spawn.
I haven't used them yet.
That's ridiculous.
I know. What the fuck?
I know.
We never got at night anymore.
No,
I had plenty of opportunities, and I keep forgetting that I have them.
Dude, how about the seventh night?
Would have been a great time.
Yeah.
When you're complaining about how we can't see shit.
Did you have those there?
Yes.
I didn't see. I didn't realize that.
What the?
That is crazy.
I should have been using them.
I cannot believe that.
You damn fool.
And we're like, we can't see nothing.
It's unbelievable.
It's so
we had vision glasses, not vision.
Jesus.
Fuck.
We are the worst.
That's
all me. That was my fault.
Professionals, yes. Like, we all knew.
Yeah, but you shouldn't have to keep up my inventory.
Shit. I just gave spoilers, didn't I? This is going to be out before that episode.
All you know is I didn't use night vision goggles when I should have.
That is all you know.
Yeah, we're good.
That's fine. And that we were like, it's so dark.
Yeah.
That's nice. I bet they never saw that coming.
Yeah. Zombies.
Sometimes it's fun to hear little tips. This was a comment right next to it because I'm lazy. I don't have conflicting comments either.
Oh, shit.
I know. Guys,
damn.
Everybody's this favorite segment. This is from Joseph Kelly. Easy way to get leather. I've heard this from a few people. Inside certain buildings are black couches. You can harvest them for a boatload of leather.
Don't tell Dralis to destroy anything else.
No.
That's what
there's
going to
be
happening.
Nothing left on this map but just trees and dirt.
Well, were you going to take a nap on that black leather couch?
We can build our own couch.
Right.
Out of leather. You have to get leather to make a couch.
Right. We can harvest the leather from the couches from the places that we don't give a shit about, right?
That's true.
Yeah. If you know you're not going to live in this place. But you know what I'd like to do? What? I'd like to renovate the entire map so it's no longer a zombie wasteland. Let's make the whole place a nice neighborhood again.
Don't they spawn?
The buildings?
Zombies.
Yeah, they're still going to spawn. But you can't stop the zombies.
We should renovate every building in that map.
But those zombie parades just take down whatever they run through.
No.
They're on, like, set on a straight line
You're
going
to turn 7
path.
Days to Die into a home renovation show.
Yeah.
That's your plan.
Actually, that's a brilliant
idea.
But you do it one episode at a time.
Yeah. When the entire map is refurbished, we move to a different map.
Yeah, that's a really
good
idea.
We're going to knock this out. Really open up the kitchen.
But it's got to be a different...
You'd have to work and help, though.
It's got
to
be a different series on its own.
Right. You're right.
And you do it just like HGTV.
Like, we walk up on a little
heartwarming
place.
Heartwarming music.
Yeah.
We walk up on a little place.
Funny.
It would be great. Go ahead.
We'll walk up to a place that have like 3 or 4 buildings that are all destroyed. You make that little area nice again, fix all the bricks, repaint it.
Put a sign up, says for sale, no zombies wanted.
Get all the broken cars out of there.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't walk around a place unless there's like heat signatures, I think. If there's like candles and torches and...
All right, we're doing it.
They won't mess with the building.
Here we got this is from Rebecca on also Zombie Dog, so last one on that video. I was hesitant on this series at first, but I trust you guys, so I kept with it. It's really starting to take off. This game has a lot more depth than I expected, and you guys are as great as always. Shout out to whoever edited this one. Love you guys. So, that first episode, obviously it was like, this looks like shit, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But, you know, we had confidence in it.
We wouldn't have picked it if we didn't think it was great.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
And it's fun to hear people like, oh, I guess this is pretty awesome.
Yeah, the numbers are good. It's nice to see that because you worry and you go like, oh shit, because it takes a lot of work to do it. Yeah.
And the game is fun. Like when I'm like, what would I like to go home and play right now? I would love to go home and play that game.
I still play Rocket League, but I'm with you. So on to the Scrap Mechanic Fire Trucks, which Neebs edited. I didn't do so. I think
job. I enjoyed
Simon
it.
Thank you.
Even knew that.
Of course I knew that. It was much better than usual. That was my dig.
That was a good dig. I like that.
I mean, it was quick.
Oh, thanks. Uhaldingangle.
That's his name.
Uhaldingangle. Minecraft Neebs. Don't kill animals. Fireman Neebs hits kitten out of tree with a big ass hammer.
Yeah. What you got to do.
That part made me chuckle. That
was
hard.
That was fun. Like I didn't. I hate that I didn't even think about.
I'm pretty sure you also added a little meow sound effect.
Yeah,
right
added
there.
Some sound effects.
Like, yeah,
you did. I also just hate meow. That if just one of my missiles would have made contact,
it would have been
amazing.
Be great.
That would have been magic.
Son of a bitch.
You should have did something wider, a bigger missile, a giant missile.
Anyway, this is from the Quantrex on the same video on fire trucks. Simon is the best part of Scrap Mechanic videos. Especially because he criticizes their builds while never doing any himself.
Yeah, it's true.
But that's why I want him there, personally.
Yeah,
He adds that level of snark.
And also realism. It's because watching you guys trying to put out all those fires.
Yeah.
And I know you cut out a good chunk, but listening to Simon just be like, oh my God, you got to put out every one of these?
I wish there
were
more.
There should have been 3 of them here.
It should have been 3.
Yeah.
That was it for my comments, but I did have a point I wanted to make. Not that anyone was bitching. I actually didn't read any comments on the, what was the game that looked like Call of Duty-ish?
Warface.
Like sponsored video. If there's like that sponsored video hate, like just know that we will only choose sponsored video options every now and then if it makes sense for our channel.
Yeah, like, and that one did. It was like, okay, it's a first-person shooter. Yeah.
A while back.
No, we get probably dozens of sponsor requests every month.
But only if they make sense will we ever even think about touching them. If it's a game that
we like or we think our audience will like, we'll do it.
And that one obviously made sense. It's got the first-person shootery thing. And
I had fun playing it.
You looked like you were really good at it.
Yeah, and I don't know if I was just up against idiots.
Yeah, we don't
probably. No, and I was in the other room when you were recording it. You guys sounded like you were having a lot of fun.
Yeah, so I just wanted to make that point.
No, like, I mean, it played well for being just a free-to-play game.
Right,
That's what surprised me. And I was like, that's a free-to-play game? I mean, it looks, what it is, it looks good.
I think that's my, if you can still, enjoy it without spending,
money.
All that monies, because if it's nearly as good as a $60 game and you can get away with...
Like getting in there and just maybe like playing it for a long time and spending $20.
Really
like,
love
the
game.
You like the game and you want to
mind spending $60 over the next couple of years.
They get a bad rap, the pay-to-play, and understandably...
Well, a lot of them are, very egregious.
Yeah, they're like totally designed to...
Well, that's the thing.
Of course.
Because if you're going to pay $60, chances are you're going to pay $70 and then $80 and then $90, and that's the whole point.
But some work.
I would say play it for free, have some fun, and then when you have to buy stuff, probably move on.
But at that point, they hope they have you snagged.
Well, they hope, but it's
I guess that's the idea.
If you don't like it enough to pay it, then don't.
Yeah, move on.
That's it.
Yeah.
Speaking of sponsors, good sponsor, great sponsor, Bluehost is our sponsor today, and we're going to talk about them. Bluehost is a top-rated website provider that powers over 2 million websites. It has everything you need to build the website you've always wanted and gives you the freedom to design your website the way you want to design it without being limited by templates. It's simple enough for beginners and powerful enough for even the most advanced users. And with fully customizable templates and third-party app support, you get the total flexibility and control that you deserve. Plus, with a 99.9% uptime guarantee and automated updates, it's truly reliable and offers maximum security, including malware monitoring and protection, and automatic secure WordPress installs. Thanks to Bluetooth's 24/7 tech support, online resources, and expert services, you'll have all the help you need to succeed and save time. Bluehost is the best tool to build, host, and manage your website. No wonder it's been the top recommended WordPress host on WordPress.org since 2005. And now our listeners save 50% when you sign up at Bluehost.com/Neebscast. That's Bluehost.com/Neebscast. So check them out. And thank you, Bluehost.
Thank you, Bluehost.
Yeah. Thanks, Bluehost.
Thank you, Bluehost.
So, you're done.
I'm done.
I got one. Grulix. I said Friday, 7 days to die. Saturday, Ark. Sunday, GTA. Thank you, Neebs.
It's a good lineup, isn't it?
Yeah.
It is.
I like our weekends that are like that, and hopefully there'll be a lot more of those in the future.
Me too. Like, right now, we've been... I'm working on my first Rockstar Editor episode, which I'm loving.
Nice.
Oh, it's fun to play in that, isn't it?
Yeah. So I really love those videos. I love when they come out. I wish they got more views. They get less than Ark and even less than 7 days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I think they're some of our best.
Yeah, it's fun.
And Simon doesn't want to cut GTA videos.
Yeah, you were intimidated by those.
You guys up the bar so much.
Yeah, but he still does good every time he does it. And he's like, nah, I don't want to do it anymore.
But Abster does the shots.
Well, no, but it's a different thing. And I've done some shots for sure.
Sure.
And you go, you know what? Unless somebody's going to take that whole part over, you can't just take a shot and then just drop it in.
Yeah, I haven't dealt with it, so I don't know.
And you're cutting all the audio to make it tighter and do whatever.
I think you should still make them sometimes because you're good at it.
Fair enough.
I agree, Simon.
Yes.
You know, while we're on that topic, I have a comment from Misfit Media Entertainment that says, I'm going to assume that Rockstar will put the online on Red Dead Redemption 2. Are you guys considering doing something like the cinematic videos on Red Dead as well? My answer is absolutely yes.
Yeah.
100%.
That'd be wonderful.
I'm looking forward to that game.
Yeah.
And I think, I'm hoping when it comes out, we can jump in and start making content in the editor as soon as possible.
That'd be great.
Be nice if it launched with it.
Yeah. I mean, last time they launched GTA, the online portion didn't come online until like a couple of weeks later. And yet, I'm sure there's going to be some shit we have to work through.
But you can play.
We absolutely are going to be making stuff in Red Dead.
They had editor in PlayStation 4, right?
And I believe so.
So
but when the game first launched, it was on PlayStation 3. So they edited it for at least...
So this one's going to be on 3.
Yeah. No. This one will not be on three.
So hopefully this will be good to go.
Just a fun little fact. Who's the crazy guy in GTA?
Trevor?
Trevor. You know, he's got apparently, I don't watch Walking Dead anymore, but he's got a part on that, like pretty consistently.
Oh, the actor, Stephen Ogg?
Yeah, did you know that?
No.
I know he was in, oh God, what's the spinoff of Breaking Bad? Better Call Saul.
Okay.
Yeah, he had a little bit part in that.
Sure. So yeah. I think he's...
So he's a working actor.
Oh, yeah. He's getting his work on. But a fun fact for at least Neebs and I, our friend Cullen had a part in Walking Dead last season or season before, something like that.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
And apparently alongside whoever Trevor's character is in Walking Dead is our old friend Tracy Dinwiddie.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Isn't that cool?
That Small is cool. World.
We're talking GTA, I think Trevor, and everyone like, oh, shit, our friend's next to Trevor.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, she's like a tough bad girl with
that's
the bad
great.
Peoples.
Saw her in like a Walmart commercial or something like a decade ago.
Maybe it was a yogurt one.
Maybe.
Rembrandt Q. Einstein.
Ooh.
That's a great name. Says, have you guys thought about doing a GTA movie? That would be awesome. Personally, I would love to, but the good God, the amount of work that'd have to go into something like that. I could have seen, when we did that heist, we broke it up into three videos. I could see making sort of a movie with the heist.
And
maybe.
What's the total running time on those three videos together?
Oh, let's see. I don't know, 20, 25 each?
So
yeah, it's close to a feature, yeah.
It seems overwhelming, but we kind of almost did it.
Maybe in the future. Maybe we might get ballsy and go, you know what, let's do this.
And maybe a romantic comedy?
Yeah, why not?
We need to involve the AI.
A chick flick?
Yeah. In this.
That'd be a fun challenge. Total romantic comedy feature film.
Nicholas Sparks type GTA movie.
Oh, God.
And there's just fucking chaos happening all around
drama.
It.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can I throw one in?
Yeah, go for it.
Won't get good views. That's the problem.
This is from Ark. With the otter.
We don't
okay.
know. Don't
okay.
Discuss.
The comments from Gaming with Izzy. And it says, I could physically feel Duralis' pain trying not to make an otter pun. I just thought you otter know.
I think it got cut out. I remember making one.
You made one, huh?
Yeah. I was saying to Abstro and Simon, maybe we should go the otter way. And that
I
didn't
think
make
I heard
the,
that
didn't
too.
Make the cuss.
I think I heard that.
So,
Anthony!
Anthony!
Hey, what's wrong
with
you?
Did you cut out Duralis' pun?
I was disappointed there was only one.
Oh, he wanted more.
That was the only one.
Don't you?
They should come in pairs.
You shut it, Anthony. You fucked up.
He ought to not have done that.
This is from 7 Days to Die. I'm not sure which one. These are Thick's comments. So my husband and I just got home from a friend's wedding, in parentheses, no, we're not exaggerating, just that many weddings this season. And we were so excited for the second episode of 7 Days to Die. We've been playing this game for 2 years, and since we started playing, we both agreed that we hoped for Neebs Gaming and the crew to play.
Yeah.
This is literally a wish come true. You guys rock. Thank you, Linda Wheat.
Have you read this before?
It can't be. It sounded familiar to me, too, but it can't be the same.
Repeating comments with Simon.
Yeah. No, it's not, because I mean, unless he picked the same one, it can't be.
And we could have with you, when you don't pick anything, don't do your job, you could random comments
last
with Neebs.
Last minute comments.
Just do a scroll and stop.
Yep.
First, says Dougal Biscuits.
Sorry, I just read this for the first time. Lycott says, I'm curious, is Simon acting? Is he playing a role, or is this his true personality? If it's his real personality, then I hate him. Sorry, man. I'm not meant to be loved by everybody.
You used to have a little act on because way back in the very beginning of the channel.
Yeah, you go watch like PT and some of the early videos.
Oh,
you can
shit.
Hear.
I mean,
Happy
I was
Simon.
That's the whole thing. And I even still do it naturally. This thing has taken over my real life because I don't always talk like this. Mm-hmm. And I had to act like my cartoon character's voice, which sounded fucking crazy. To hear it now, it hurts me to hear it.
Yeah.
And
it's
a part of my real voice right now, because even when I talk here, I have a tinge of it and I'm trying to talk normal.
There was a point there's probably a particular video, a specific video where Simon, officially was like, fuck this.
Like the turn happened.
And just, yeah, completely.
I'm pretty sure it was in Neepsylvania.
Yeah, there's a good chance of that.
Yeah. Fuck all this.
Right. Yeah.
Fuck it all. I'm not playing this game anymore.
Yeah. You hit the point where it's like, yeah, you're done. You don't want to play anymore.
It'd be fun to really, because I guarantee
to find
you
could, it.
I even want to say, like, even in PT, like towards the end of a PT, that PT video, it comes in a little bit where you're just like, I just want to fucking go home.
Yeah.
Probably.
This is a reoccurring thing. With you,
yeah,
I know.
Every time you do a voice in a show we do, you end up hating it.
Because I can't, I should only be my. I'm only good as myself, and being good then is questionable.
I like when you play.
This person hates it.
Yeah,
I like when you play Boucher or like Lyle.
Maybe a super...
That voice is fun. Why don't you do that for 2018? See how that goes. That's the new sound.
Just talk like a Cajun.
I like that. Give us some shrimp and go.
That's Simon 2018.
Yeah.
Hey, come on. Well, I got to make cannonball and all cow
down. I'm filling a hole again.
couldn't understand a damn word you'd
if
say.
If you could pull that off for an entire year.
Do you even realize?
I'd buy you a sandwich.
Come on now. I love peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I like Reubens.
With ketchup.
Yep. Jay Ward says Netflix should offer you guys a contract. Your stuff is better than most big budget TV.
I agree.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I think it'd be awesome to see something like Arc on Netflix, but that would involve us making a deal with not only Netflix, but Studio Wildcard as well.
We need to get that going.
Yeah.
Because I think this shit does need to be on Netflix. Why not, man? I mean, it's just another place to put it in front of other
Netflix,
people.
Netflix, Amazon, all these places are just hungry for content
as
right
long
now.
As it doesn't stifle our creative process.
Right.
Yep. I would love it.
This is on PUBG, the 100-man...
PUBG.
Fist fight.
I really enjoyed that.
Yes, that was fun.
Watched it.
Could have been structured better.
Seven
but,
times.
Yes.
The ending was fun.
Yeah. Sal Rivera says, when I grow up, I want to have a man voice like Duralius, LOL, and holy shit, please make more videos like this. Great job, Thick. Duralius had nothing to do with it. Fuck Duralius. That's what it... Sal didn't say that last part.
My
I
voice
added
was
that.
In
you
the,
added that.
It was in the video.
Yeah.
And I feel like some of our best improv-y stuff, Thick didn't use any of. Personally,
cut you out. Were there puns that he cut out?
No, nope.
That happens.
Nope, it wasn't puns. We recorded one in that night live. I think Ada Hop could actually attest to that. Maybe
was it better? Was it really good?
There was some good improv that
no,
night
really
on the night. But
anytime Duralius wants some agreement, he goes straight to Ada Hop. Right?
Well, because
Ada
he
Hop,
was present.
Right? You're the newest here.
He was present for it.
I enjoyed the video. I thought it could have got to the fight a lot quicker.
Oh, yeah.
I love the effort he put into the graphics and everything.
Yeah.
That was all Thick. He did a great job with that. But
yeah.
I wish the fight would have started and the edit would have gone to the graphic like during the fight. It's like, okay, we're looking at this guy. He's in the fight. And then boom, now you show
see
the graphic.
What you're saying.
Now you see the guy. Yep. You see the information.
Yep.
And then boom, you're back to the fight.
So we're just giving Thick nothing but shit because he's not,
not
here.
Not shit.
Horrible
I mean, just
video.
Honest.
Horrible.
It's like,
no, that could've video can go straight to hell.
Yep.
Not terrible.
No.
Not
no.
His worst.
No, I enjoyed it.
Elise Peck says, love that video, Thick. Follow your dreams. We want to see more PUBG. Sorry, Neebs.
Did they say sorry, Neebs?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
She
well,
would,
I know Thick wants to make
that.
More PUBG. He is all about
he
that
does.
Game.
He always says, I'm going to do one more, see how the views do.
And
yeah.
Then he does another
and
one,
if
and
they
the
don't
views
do
don't
good,
do good.
Right.
And they don't keep up with their other videos.
No.
And then it comes out, and it doesn't keep up. And he goes, maybe
we
do one more.
We do one. I got
see,
a,
this
an
one
idea
does.
For...
Wyatt McGee says, man, I know Neebs did not want this.
I don't. I just don't enjoy the game.
Comment. Yeah. But that was a fun way. That was a fun way to do
it.
It
was
and
a good
no, I
creative
think that's,
angle.
Yeah. When it comes to PUBG, if I'm going to watch it, I like those different type of, like the zombie mode or the 100-man fist fight. I want, or Crash Derby, something like that.
Crash
yeah.
Derby?
Yeah, I don't want to watch somebody hide in a room or crawl in the grass for an hour.
That'd be my video.
Yeah.
All right, well, that was it for Thick.
Good job, Thick.
Thank you, Thick.
Hey, Thick. Hey, good. Hey.
Thick.
Thanks, right. Thick.
Thick.
I got one here. This is from our sock video. I guess when this comes out, yeah, we'll still be doing the sock campaign. It goes through November 5th.
Yes.
All right. Well, there. Hey, last chance, guys. Go buy some socks.
Yeah.
But the comment from the video was from Lamtron, who says, so I went to backdrop.com and ended up in a weird BDSM site. Decided to go to the live chat and saw someone mention Neebs. LOL. Yeah. Backdrop.com, BACK.com will take you to a BDSM porn site.
What's BDS?
I don't know.
It's a big what? Bondage? BDSM.
It's just all good stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. It's like tying people up, whipping them, getting kinky.
So be careful when you type that one in.
Right. You type in BAK drop.
Yeah.
Back drop.
I mean, this is only the second time that we've done this, but I love, you were totally in charge of that video, yes. Absro. And
yeah, I got your email.
It's fun to Anthony know help. That we can laugh.
Exactly.
Yeah, Anthony, yeah, Anthony
it's all
film.
About yeah, calling out one person right now, isn't it?
Yeah, sorry. But no, it was great. It was just funny. Made me laugh. Stupid shit.
It makes me, that comment makes me think we should maybe pursue another sponsor at some point.
Like?
Backdrop.com.
Oh, yeah. A little
BDSM.
Yeah.
BDSM.
Neve's Whips.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
Neve's Gaming Handcuffs.
It's all about branding.
They're fuzzy.
Duralius butt plugs.
Why? That... Yeah, I'm down. Whatever. What is that?
That's the butt plugs coming out.
Neebs, talk to us. Inspire us. Tell us things.
Sorry.
You only read one comment.
We're making butt plug sounds. We're having
a
good time here.
Comment?
Why are you ruining this for
I'll
us?
I'll look for a comment.
Comment.
Hold on.
They fucking stick their fingers in the mouth making the fucking butt plug sound. And then this is how we entertain people. Somehow we get paid for this.
I know. Shaped like a Zephyr blade.
Oh, Lord.
Sometimes I can make that water drop sound.
Oh, yeah, like this.
That's good.
Really good.
That's what you learn in school.
But you don't need to...
That's what you learn in school.
Yeah, I never learned that one.
And how to gleek.
I can gleek.
Stop. We talked about this.
I know, I'm just saying. That's what you learn in school. Here's a comment from Timmy Ryan on 7 Days Zombie Dog. Was it just me, or was the shot of all the zombies under the water like the scariest thing ever?
It's pretty great.
I love what Ada Hop did with that shot.
Woo! Cannonball! Woo!
The zombies can't swim, can they?
Well, that'd be interesting, wouldn't it, to see them come up from the water?
The reason we wanted to do something different, like 7 Days or Imperium, we wanted a different genre. Like, the music's different. This has a different feel. It's still silly and goofy sometimes, but I like that we can use scary music and jump scares and things.
The dog jump scare.
Yeah.
That scare was legit for me when I saw it first.
Right.
Like I felt it. It gave me a little,
right?
One of those. And that underwater, that was awesome. And the fact that was genuine as hell.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had no clue that there was anything or nothing.
Yeah. That was all in spectator cam, and
they're everywhere.
It's
down
funny because
there.
Yeah,
fucking creepy as shit to realize you're swimming right over them.
When we play in first person, so you just kind of see what's in front of you.
Yeah,
and then you know Ada Hop cuts these, and we look back, and it was so obvious this thing was coming out of the water behind us.
Yeah,
no clue.
But from his angle, it was definitely obvious. And when you were like struggling to get up the ladder.
Yeah,
you were underwater a lot. But I guess you were just looking up, so you wouldn't have seen anything down there.
Yeah, I was just
also
looking
when you go underwater,
ladder.
It's blurry. I think if I'm
when
not
you
mistaken.
First do your initial jump in the water, it's blurry for a few seconds.
I don't know, but those zombies were way out in the middle.
Yeah, I guess so. It seemed like they knew exactly where you were going and heading that direction. All of them at that moment, like when you guys got up on shore when that shot happened.
Yeah.
After you know, they were all heading your way. It seemed. Anyway,
but no, I'm glad people are enjoying that show.
Yeah,
makes me happy. Get another editor soon. Get Imperion going.
But I keep on going back or Astroneer. But Imperion does look good. There's another update today. I saw.
Oh yeah.
You know, it's like
they're constantly updating. From when we played, they've done a lot of improvements.
You guys all love the show. I think we're missing a space show that's obviously going to happen at some point.
It's a matter of time right now.
We could use a space show.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, it's a totally different feel.
Star Trek got old. We need a wide open.
It's not a survival game.
It's not.
Games are perfect for this.
They're perfect
storytelling.
For us. Sure.
Did we talk about how you did the old dine and dash yet?
No.
Yeah. Did you do one?
Yeah. The other day we went out to eat.
I still owe
Simon
$10
got up
bucks.
And left without paying.
Where?
Chop's Diner. Because there you all sit down at the table, then you go to the cash register as you leave.
Yeah.
You pay and leave. And then
he just walked out.
Simon left early. We're all going to pay for our meal. They're like, no one ever paid for this burger. We're like, no, I'm sure Simon paid for his burger. Well, it wasn't a sandwich.
Listen,
it was a
you
burger.
Know what? Should have been free for that reason. Because you know
family.
What? It was called the chop steak sandwich.
It was a round beef patty.
It was freaking. And
it's a
it was like, oh, you want a double?
A bun.
You want a double or a single? I said, I'll take a double. And it was basically a double cheeseburger. Call it a fucking double cheeseburger.
Chop steak sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It is weird. That
it was not on the menu.
Way.
So when I got it, I said, I took off one patty right off the bat. I'm like, all right, well, I don't want a double cheeseburger. I'm going to just have a regular burger.
You ordered one.
So afterwards, we did our thing. And then we were there. there with
Mommy Is My Love and Captain Howdy.
Captain Howdy. I said goodbye, and then when I walked out, I started to second-guess myself and go...
So they got to witness you dine and dash?
Yeah. So I said goodbye to them, and then I'm like, did I shake Captain Howdy's hand? Did I shake...
This is what he's worried about.
I'm thinking about it.
Not
did
that I
shake
I
his hand?
I paid for my lunch.
I said goodbye, and then I just kept on thinking, no, I shook his hand. Yeah, I did. Okay, and then, oh, it's a nice day today. And I just walked out the door.
Did you shake her hand?
I hugged her.
Oh, you remember that?
Yes.
Okay.
And then Neves called me up and he's like, did you pay for your food? I said,
I'm sitting there.
I said, yeah.
At the register with
my
phone. He's like, yeah, I paid for it. Said he paid for it. You liar. He's like, wait, no. Oh, wait. Scratch the liar bit.
Wait, I meant to say that I shook the hand.
Anyway, yeah, so that's it.
Yeah, that was a fun day because we came back to the office and then Chant Wild shows up
with a drone.
Yes.
That was cool.
What was the name of that thing? The Maverick?
Mavic.
This thing is. Pretty pricey drone, but it was fun to fly.
It goes so far.
Yeah, we almost made it to my house.
You can't even see it anymore.
Yeah, it was awesome. It's the first drone I've ever flown.
Super easy,
and now
too.
I want one. Yeah, oh, that's sure. The thing. It's idiot proof. It kind of blew my mind.
Yeah, if they go out of your distance, they should be idiot proof.
Mm-hmm.
And you can set most of them that it'll just hover over you.
Mm-hmm. When you walk. You let go of the controllers, follow. It just stays.
That's what I mean.
Yeah,
follow you.
I was pretty impressed. My first time ever playing with a drone, and I want one now.
Yeah.
It'd be a really stupid thing to buy, because what the fuck am I going to do with a drone?
You would think that just a drone like that would eliminate so many things filming-wise that you would need to film to get great shots.
Imagine the sock video you could have made.
Oh, no, I tell you, you start a business going out to these like kids' games and shit like that, and then you film all the soccer games with a drone, boom, easy money.
I'm sure someone's doing that.
Yeah, but
I guarantee
guess what?
It.
There's probably not a lot of people doing it.
Drones would catch up.
They are kind of dangerous, though. I am kind of worried about those things like falling out of the sky, like they're delivering. They're going to be delivering packages.
I haven't heard one story of that happening yet.
I know, but it's
well, this
not
one, it was
happening
like,
in mass.
If the on this one, like even if the battery started going dead, it would just basically go, nope, I'm going home. And it just comes back
right.
And lands from the place it took off from. Like it knows.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like, fucking hell, man. That's awesome.
Yeah.
And the blades look like they give. They're flexible, and there's a little hinge, so if it hits you, it kind of bends backwards.
So if you were to buy any toy right now, like if somebody said, you know, you're going to get a grand to buy something, I mean, that would definitely be something that you would consider.
Yeah, but like I have no practical use for it.
Right.
Like,
right.
But if I was a short filmmaker or stuff like that, it's a great way to get shots. Or if like you like filming your kids or whatever.
Yeah, you know, if you're going to spend that money, you want to use that a lot. Like,
yeah,
every week.
I would get the Vive instead of something
like
that.
Yeah, I'd get
like
a Vive too if I was going to spend that
much money.
And
that price came down. It's got that Fallout 4 VR mm-hmm. in the bundle. Pretty good price, like. Vive with Fallout 4 is like $5.99 now.
How much was it before?
Well, it was like without any games. Initially, it seemed like it was like $7.99 or something.
Yeah.
It was up there.
Six, seven, yeah, it's expensive.
And it comes with the controllers.
Yeah, the whole thing.
For me, $5.99 doesn't seem like a lot for this reason. And I'm looking at phones because I'm going to get another phone and whatever. And the prices of these phones are fucking nuts.
Yeah.
So you go, okay, somebody's for $5.99 for a phone is not expensive. That's kind of like last year's
it's
iPhone
become
is $5.99.
Very normal
right.
To hear.
And it's so normal for after 2 years for that phone to be bullshit or easily broken. So
not for me. I've had this phone forever.
But
no,
for
we
a
know.
Lot of people. But people are like, oh, it's so expensive. But everyone's walking around with a $600 phone.
Yeah.
What the Vive can do for $600 now.
And then
throw
in
still a lot of entertainment.
4.
You're not going to use a Vive every day.
No, but you're going to use it a lot and get a lot of entertainment out of it.
Exactly. Fallout 4 is a very robust game.
Oh, it's huge. And Skyrim, too. Skyrim's going to be on
and
the...
Skyrim, that option. Like, my Switch, because of Zelda alone, like, that has been paid off easily with the amount of time.
It's an investment.
Yeah,
you get
it's
a return.
It's worth $6,000 now.
Like entertainment wise, like you know, considered like any other form of entertainment, going to movies or whatever. I've definitely got my money's worth from that fucking Switch just
a lot
because
of
Zelda.
Income, right?
So what's that?
A lot of passive income.
Exactly.
That thing, right?
All the royalties you get.
What's that?
Royalties.
Royalty.
How much would it cost to floor the bottom of my house? You think?
The floor.
Yeah.
It's a new floor.
The whole bottom, like a wood floor.
You got to rip
wood.
Up everything?
First floor.
This is a fun conversation.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about spending money.
No, that's fine. You're talking about what, 800 square feet down there?
I don't know.
Less than that, probably?
I'd like the whole floor to be the same kind of floor downstairs.
That's a bold move.
Or just have it all uniform.
No, I like it, too. That's what I would want to do.
Yeah.
Downstairs, everything flows into each other.
We can't
there's
talking about
no doors.
This.
I don't know why we are.
How much are we going to spend? If you're going to spend $1,000, what's it going to be on?
You got to rip it all
I'm
up.
I'm thinking floor, maybe.
You got to rip it all up. You've got tile down there in two areas, right?
Yeah.
That's a bitch.
I know.
Then you got a glued down wood floor you got to rip up. Bitch.
Yeah.
Then you've got laminate, easy to take up. Everything's going to cost you about $2 or more a foot to rip up.
Okay.
And then you're going to need about 2 to 3 hours says, of foot to lay down.
We
plus
can't
the
talk
wood.
About this, and then goes into further detail.
Because if you're going to do it, that's it. So I don't know what your square footage
is. $3,000,
but
you think?
No.
That's a high end
square
lower?
Footage.
See, I rent, but I really like my floor. Don't you guys like my floor?
I've not been to your house.
Seen
yeah,
it.
No, you guys are
it.
Shitty friends. You're
you
shit
haven't
friends.
Invited us to your house.
Yeah, invite us over.
Yeah. I have from day one.
I never get a
call.
Hey, come on
from
over.
You.
Have a drink.
Never get an email.
Every
not
day.
Once.
I call you every
do
weekend.
Do it right now. Invite us over for a particular thing.
I don't want you to.
Yeah, see? Fucking liar.
Well, I wish we did live closer. We all live on kind of
we're
different
so,
ends of
we
town.
We are close.
We should all live in houses.
It's not like we live in a city.
Yeah.
I know we're close, but
I went out to eat with you recently.
Yeah, we made an effort,
and that
didn't
was
we?
Nice, but you didn't invite me back to your house. That would have been nice.
Well, so I'm going home
have a
by myself what? Without you, Simon.
No, it wasn't just it was we had our ladies with too.
Okay.
Anyway, we had to fucking make things weird now.
So you guys went out to eat?
Yeah, let's talk about carpet.
Yeah, well, we were gonna ask you guys, but we don't like you.
Yeah, usually when you guys have like those I don't get the invites to the birthday parties and stuff, you know. I know I don't have kids,
yeah,
but
it'd be kind of creepy.
Had
oh,
a
kid's
at
birthday
point.
Party?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to go to those.
I don't want to ask my parents to go to that worst. Shit. It sucks.
They were doing you a favor by not inviting
yeah,
you.
Exactly.
You're welcome.
I didn't invite you because I know if you had a kid invited me to your kid's birthday party, I'd be like, fuck no.
Yeah, I don't blame it. But yeah, remember when we went to eat, that cockroach situation was... The place is a good restaurant with really good food.
And cockroaches.
But it's like an historic building.
Yeah. That was a big ass, like we're sitting in the corner of the building.
It was
and
so
we've got,
big.
We've got Duralius and his lady are their back up against the wall of one of the two walls that are the corner. And me and my lady are on the other side. So I'm looking behind them. There's just huge, like saucer cup plate size fucking cockroach on the wall. And I just looked up
making
at it like
way down, right?
Yeah, made its way down, and my
to,
lady saw
my
it and was like,
back.
And I went, oh shit! So then I just grabbed a menu and I just slapped it right up against the wall and I killed it. And
yeah.
Then see, this annoyed
That's,
me.
It annoyed me too.
Okay, so you're in a
we're
fucking
not gonna
place.
Bring up the place name.
No, we're not gonna bring up the place what? Name. What? But if you own a restaurant and somebody is sitting at your table and they have to.
Kill a roach,
right? And right. Then your management sees that, and then they come over, and I'm thinking...
And a lot of the restaurant.
And we also couldn't stop laughing. Like, you were laughing about it big time. there was a lot of laughing, like, oh my God, we couldn't believe this happened.
It was hilarious. Just how big it was
right.
added to the comedy.
Right.
For
so
sure.
Then she comes over, and she says something. Here I am thinking, if I'm the manager in that restaurant, that fucking everything is comped. That meal... As far as I'm concerned,
yeah.
As a manager,
and
that's what you do.
It's not their fault.
And I didn't expect it, but that's what I...
And see, I think maybe not the entire meal.
Yeah, maybe a discount
maybe
for sure.
Desserts for everybody.
No,
okay.
I come from
for
a
everybody.
Different land. But
yeah.
Where I come from, if anything happens out of the ordinary...
I've been to New York.
Yeah.
A rat ran through the restaurant.
That was a pizza place.
That was a pizza
place
in fucking downtown somewhere.
Oh, is it not a restaurant?
Somewhere.
Well, it's not like
no,
holding that just, same standard
yeah.
by any means.
The pizza guy will be like, hey, do me a favor. Kick that fucking rat
yeah,
out the door. Like,
that's where you're from.
This
yeah.
place was like, it's place. Not like super highbrow, but it's got yeah.
But
a
it's
great
so
reputation.
Easy for a roach to just walk in the
no,
door
it's
and on
not,
the
that's
wall.
Why I'm saying it's not right. their fault, but at least free desserts.
Well, that's the thing.
What'd
she
you get?
She comes over and she goes, we're going to do something for dessert. For you. We appreciate it. And we said, oh, that was very nice. Thank you. So we go, okay, she's going to give us dessert. That's nice.
I never ordered dessert.
Neither do
we
I.
We all ordered Hardly. Desserts we because all... of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they comped one per couple.
Ah. So you got two, you had to pay for two.
Oh, well,
except for Simon,
four.
Who just ran out.
So they made money from that roach.
Yeah, they made money from the roach. And the reason why I say, because, yeah, a lot of people would at least comp a couple of meals or something, but they basically bought two
yeah.
cheesecakes.
There's such low overhead on desserts. Like, you could have given four desserts.
Exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, that's it. Let's end the show.
Put the name of the restaurant down in the description
here's
box.
Here's the name.
Don't go there.
Just kidding. We're not.
Yeah.
But anyway, hey, that was fun.
Yeah, this has been fun.
Yeah,
yeah.
Good times. Good
yeah.
time.
We went all over the place. I like it like that.
I like it like that too.
Thanks again to Bluehost, our sponsor.
Good talk, guys.
Yeah, that was fun.
I had fun. I like you guys.
Like
you
too. Guys.
Should hang out more.
Yeah. Yep. And we like all of you that comment, and we appreciate it very much.
Yeah, your comments are nice to read.
Give them the most heartfelt out you've ever given in your entire life.
Thank you all for being with us today. Hope you have a wonderful week and keep commenting.
What's that sound you're making over there, Duralius?
Oh, kissies.
Oh, gotcha.
You do the best.
I know if it was the butt plug still.
the Astro strap on.